The Word of Faith Netcast is on the air.
Well, praise the Lord, this is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm glad you could join us for this netcast today, and I tell you what, I'm excited about the things that are going on in the kingdom of God. Now, we just got through doing a major update to the programs that are on SpeakFaith.tv. So if any of the programs that you've been watching on SpeakFaith.tv have seemed a little behind, they're up to date now. As of today, as I record this video, we updated a bunch of them. I listed on Facebook in the Word of Faith Ministries Facebook group all the programs that were updated. So if you're curious, you can go look there. As a matter of fact, let me mention that. I would love for you to join our Facebook group. If you watch this netcast, then you can go to Facebook and look up WOFMORG. Okay, in other words, the Facebook groups, if you type in WOFMORG, that little string, no dot, I know WOFM.org is our website, but that's why I called it WOFMORG for a short method of finding the Word of Faith Ministries group. You can also just go to the search bar in Facebook and type in Word of Faith Ministries and be sure to find the one that corresponds with us here, and you can type in, you know, Dr. Bill Bailey and probably find it that way. There's a lot of ways to find it, but I'd encourage you to join our group. Now, you have to request to join the group, but it's free, okay? So all you have to do is go to the group, request to join, and then I'll approve you, and you can come in and join our group. But I do announcements like that. When we do updates and just various things about the ministry, then I do it there. I also do it through Twitter, so you could follow us on Twitter. Now, the Word of Faith Ministries Twitter address is the same thing, WOFMORG, no dot, just WOFMORG. Okay, so it'd be twitter.com/WOFMORG. All right. I know that can be a little confusing, but WFM.org is our website, so I thought it would be kind of a shortcut to say WFMORG for you to follow us on Twitter and also on Facebook. So there you go. Same thing really is true of our YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/WFMORG. Okay, so if you remember that little string of numbers, or not numbers, letters, if you remember that string of letters, then you'll be able to get us on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. That's pretty handy, all right? So anyway, I'd encourage you to connect with us. It's great to connect with the ministry, and I want you to be a part of this ministry. This is not just something that I do, you know, or that my wife Belinda does, or just us here in High Point do, you know. This ministry reaches the world, and I mean that. You know, we've got 170 countries that are viewing SpeakFaith.tv. We've got 170 countries that are viewing, or listening, I should say, to WOFR.org Word of Faith Radio. And it is so simple for you to listen to Word of Faith Radio. Now, I have an Alexa right over here. I just woke her up when I said that. But let me just show you what I'm talking about. Alexa, play WOFR.org Word of Faith Radio.
W.O.F.R.org Word of Faith Radio from TuneIn. Stand in authority.
There you go.
We take authority over that blindness. We take authority over the devil and any evil spirit that's blinding their minds.
Amen.
Keeping them from believing. In the name of Jesus, we bind it and we break that blindness.
Alexa, stop. In the okay. That was Lenny Kathy Mink's program, and that was Kathy taking authority over the devil. Hallelujah, on Word of Faith Radio. Praise the Lord. So you can see that you can use your smart device to listen to Word of Faith Radio. You can, now you got to do it just right, like I did. You got to say WOFR.org Word of Faith Radio. Okay? Got to spell it out just like that to the device, and it will be able to play the station for you. It plays off of TuneIn Radio. All right? So, another method of listening to Word of Faith Radio. So anyway, I wanted to share some of this with you. The other thing I wanted to share with you is SpeakFaith.tv. We've added a new ministry. All right? I say new. It's new to SpeakFaith.tv. But Brother Charles Capps has been around for years. Now, he's gone home to be with the Lord now. But his ministry is still going strong. And they recently added his ministry to Believer's Voice of Victory Network. So I thought, well, praise the Lord, we'll just add him to SpeakFaith.tv as well. So we have added Charles Capps Ministries to SpeakFaith.tv. So I encourage you to go out and check his program as well. All the updates, brand new program, listed on Twitter or checking with us on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, as well as Alexa. I mean, there's just all kinds of ways that you can connect with this ministry. And I mean that, connect with this ministry. All right? Now, last time I talked about the fact that God is good. All right? And I think we talked about that, and kind of most folks understand that God is good. All right? But what I want you to understand this week is that God not only is good, He also gives good things. He ministers to you good, not evil, good. All right? Now let's look at the scripture. We're going to go into this today. Matthew 7:11. Matthew 7:11. Let's back up a little bit to Matthew 7:7. Let's start there first. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be open. For to everyone who receiveth, he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be open. Or what man is there of you whom a man ask bread, or if his son ask bread, will give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? Now, what kind of father would you be? I'm talking to humans here. What kind of father would you be if your son asked you for a fish to eat, and you gave him a serpent? You'd be a pretty bad father, okay? But now God is our Heavenly Father. And if we ask Him for good things, does He give you bad things? That's what Jesus is saying here. Now let's just kind of cut through all the religious thinking and look at it exactly the way He's talking here. If you ask God for something, is He going to give you something bad? No. Verse 11, this is where I was headed. If ye then being evil, in other words, natural, human, know how to give good gifts to your children. You're just an ordinary old human. But you know how to give good gifts to your children. If you know that, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask Him? Now, couple of things I want us to see here. He gives good things. God, say this with me, God gives good things. All right, say it again. God gives good things. All right, now, why would I have you repeat that? Because it seems there's a lot of people that think that God gives bad things, but God gives good things. Remember what we found out last time, God is good. Well, now we're finding out God gives good things. Amen. Now, remember what it's saying here. If you being a natural, normal human, or we would say you who are evil, is what Jesus said here in Matthew 7, knows how to give good things to your son, how much more? How much more? Or in other words, beyond what we can ask or think more, right? How much more does God know how to give good things to them that ask Him? But then there's that last part, to them that ask Him. God's not going around giving things to people without Him or without you asking Him for those things. Now, what do I mean by that? In other words, God gives you things based on you praying and believing God. You might say, yeah, but Dr. Bill, I'm not getting good things. Well, are you praying and believing God? Well, I prayed. I said, Lord, please help me. Give me something, please, Lord, to help. That's not in faith. That's just whining. God does not respond to whining. You know, as a human father, you don't respond to whining well, right? If your little kid goes, quit your blubbering, son. What you want? Right? In other words, the whining doesn't help. And I'd say the same thing to you as a believer. Whining doesn't help. You know, Keith Moore. I love Pastor Keith Moore. Praise the Lord. He is an excellent teacher of the Word of God. And Pastor Keith Moore said one time, he said, get the whine out of your voice. You can always tell. This is what he said. You can always tell when people aren't in faith because they got that whine in their voice. Now, where did Keith Moore hear that? He heard it from Brother Kenneth E. Hagin. Brother Hagin always used to say, get the whine out of your voice. I've heard him say it. Praise the Lord. So what do they mean by that? Get the whine out of your voice. You don't come asking God for something by whining, complaining, griping. You come in faith. You come with a strong voice. You come with it based on Scripture. Don't come to God just because. Come based on Scripture. Go to the Word of God and find what it is that you're believing for, and then pray that to God. You remember what Isaiah 55 said? Isaiah 55 said that when we return God's Word back to God, when His Word returns, it will not return void. See, we put God's Word in our mouth, we pray it to God, and that returns to Him. That's how God's Word returns. Let me show you something. Do I have a Bible laying here? Oh, I don't have one just laying handy. It's off to the side here. I can see it. But if I got out, I'd get out to get out of camera to get it. But if I took my Bible and I threw it straight up into the air, I've used this example before. If I threw my Bible straight up into the air, that is not how you return the Word to God. Amen? Throwing your Bible up in the air does not cut it. Right? No, you return God's Word to Him with your mouth. You speak His Word. You speak His Word back to Him. And when you speak His Word back to Him, that returns, and that word, according to Isaiah 55, the word will not return void, meaning without power. It contains power. Words are containers of power. Go write that down. Words are containers of power. And God's words in your mouth are containers that carry power back to God. And God, in turn, empowers those words because they're His words. So see, if I were to get a hold of a Scripture, let me just give you an example. Let's say that I'm dealing with some kind of sickness or disease, which I did a few years ago, as you know. I told you my testimony. And I went to 1 Peter 2:24, which says that by Jesus' stripes we were healed. W-E-R-E, were healed. Were is past tense. So if we were, then I am. Amen? So I take that Scripture and I say, Father God, You said in Your Word, see that I'm returning it to Him. I'm praying to Him. I say, Father, You said in Your Word in 1 Peter 2:24, quote it back to Him. By Jesus' stripes, we were healed. If we were healed, then I am the healed. So, Father, I thank You that I am the healed of the Lord. That is returning His Word to Him. And when you return His Word back to Him, it does not returned to him void. It contains the power required to bring that word to pass. That's how it works. And God will give good things to you. Now, let me go to another verse of Scripture. Over in James chapter 1, verse 17. I'm going to back up again. I tell you, I got a Scripture picked out, but then I see other Scripture around it that I got to bring up. Let's go back just one verse to verse 16. Do not err, E-R-R, err, my beloved brethren. Or in other words, don't make a mistake. Don't be an error. Next verse. Every good gift. What kind of gift? Good gift. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. That's good King James. God is not wishy-washy. That is a great revelation that I had one day as I was studying the Word of God. I read this Scripture and I thought, God's not wishy-washy. Hallelujah. And I thought to myself, wow, what a revelation. But it is. If you hadn't gotten this is revelation to you. God is not wishy-washy. With him, there is no variableness or shadow of turning. He's not prone to just change his mind. Well, you don't know. You might catch God on a good day and you might catch him on a bad day. We talked about that in the last program. That's not the way God is. God is good. And God only gives good gifts. Every good and every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God's not wishy-washy. Amen. That's a revelation. You need to meditate on it. I'm serious as I can be. You need to meditate on the fact that God's not wishy-washy. Now, you might be wishy-washy. People you know, your friends, your family, might be wishy-washy, but God is not. In him, there's no variableness or shadow turning. In other words, you can have confidence that according to Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. That's in the past, in the present, and in the future. He's the same. There's no variableness. There's no shadow of turning. He is the same. He is consistent. He is the most ultimate, consistent individual in the universe. That's God. You can always trust him. You can always rely on him. He's always good, and he always gives good gifts. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, don't think that you're going to pray to God for a fish and get a serpent. Don't think that you're going to pray to God and ask him for blessing and get cursing. Now, God said, I set before you this day blessing and cursing, death and life, and then he gives you a hint, therefore choose life. Who does the choosing? Amen. It's you that does the choosing. God has already chosen good. He is a good God. God has already chosen to only give good gifts. He only gives good and perfect gifts, which come down from above. So what are you going to choose? What are you going to pray? Don't pray the problem, folks. Don't pray the problem. That's something else you can write down. Make a note. Don't pray the problem, pray the answer. The answer is found in the Word of God. So take the Word of God, put that in your mouth, pray it back to God. God gives you the good gifts. Do you see the cycle? Praise God. If you see it, You say, but Dr. Bill, that's just so simple. Yeah, even a child can understand it. That's what Jesus said. Faith is simple. Faith is childlike. It's trust. If you do a study of the Greek word pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S is the transliteration. Pistis, that simply means trust. Now, I've given the example before. You've probably heard me teach it and give the example before about my son Benjamin when he was a little kid, little bitty kid. We had a pool in our backyard, and he loved that pool. So did I. But here's what he liked to do. He liked to wait until I was out in the middle of the pool, way off from the edge, and then say, "Hey, Dad," and jump in. Now, he was a little bitty guy. He couldn't swim. But he would just jump in with the biggest smile on his face because he knew exactly what Daddy was going to do, that I was going to swim right over there and grab him up, lift him up. And he'd come up out of that water with this big grin on his face. And it was a game to him. But I want you to think about this. What if he thought, you know, I don't know if Daddy's going to save me this time. What if he lets me drown? He didn't think that way. It never crossed his mind. Because his daddy was always going to take care of him. Well, that's the way we should be with God. That simple childlike trust. That simple childlike faith to just say, God's going to take care of me. Now see, again, when I was laying in the hospital bed, dying, the doctor said I had a week to live. I could choose to whine and moan and cry and fuss and, why is this happening to me? Don't go around asking, why is this happening to me? That's a stupid question. I'm serious as I can be. Why is this happening to me? The world is full of sickness, disease, and death because Adam sinned. It entered into the world. It's a shocker, I know. So it's out there. And if you step out from under the umbrella, you're going to get wet. You say, Dr. Bill, what does that mean? God's got a method of protecting you under the umbrella, if you'll stay under it. But if you step out from under the umbrella, the wet is there. The rain is there. The sickness and disease is there. The calamity is there. It comes. But we can believe for protection from it if we'll use our words, speak the word of God, stay in the word, you know, continue in the word. See, Jesus said, you'll be my disciples indeed when you continue in the word. Romans 10, 8, 9, and 10. Let me back up. Romans 10, 17. That's what I was thinking of. Romans 10, 17. Romans 10, 8, 9, 10 is good too, by the way. What saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, which is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's all good. But what I was after was Romans 10, 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In other words, it is a continual ongoing process of hearing the word of God. You've got to continue in the word. You've got to be a disciple of the word and stay in the word in order for you to be healed, to get the good things, to prosper, to have all these good things happen in your life. Well, Dr. Bill, why'd you end up in the hospital? I got out from under the umbrella. Yeah, wasn't God's fault. So what do? I jumped back under that umbrella as quick as I could. Hallelujah. Started confessing the word of God and standing on the word. And now I confess every day. Every organ and every cell of my body functions perfectly just as God designed it to function. Glory to God. And it still is. And it will continue to. You say, how can you be so sure, Dr. Bill? Because I got the word of God on it, and God isn't wishy-washy. There is no variableness or shadow of turning with him. Praise God. I trust you got something out of this day. I sure did. I done preached myself happy. Hallelujah. By the way, last time I gave you the wrong zip code on my address. I'm sorry about that. I'll correct it right now. Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213, 5213, High Point, North Carolina. And the zip code is 27262. My home zip code is 27265, but my P.O. Box is 27262. All right? Praise the Lord. It was written on the screen, right? So if you could read it, you're all right. Hallelujah. My screen went off there, so my light dimmed. Hallelujah. I got a computer screen here I read the scripture off of occasionally. But I gotta keep the mouse moving to keep it lit up. Little background information for you. Praise the Lord. Anyway, you can also write me here at my email address, Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, that's one word, D-R-B-I-L-L, at WFM.org. Join us again next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God.
The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.